Greetings in the name of the Most High. So there's a little bit of background music going for the those who may hear this. I haven't been here in a few days. Sorry. Sorry, Uncle Albert. But so many people are broadcasting, and we're going to talk about that today. And so many are wrong. They're right to an inch. Ooh, an inch further. Oh, you're right. Let's get into it, shall we? That was the two of those were like, and 2021 were the most popular early in the year, and then later in the year, it's not my song, it's called The Silence. Carbonator Remix from Karen Mai. Carbonator Remix, and I've heard a lot of their other stuff, and nothing really competes with that one. It's like that really stands out. So, I mean, you know, what do you care? It's the last thing you hear before you see your maker, right? I'm gonna use that.
No.
Okay, so, you know, greetings in the name of the Most High. You know, one of the problems with everything I guess this is the final test. And one of the big problems we have right now is again, besides, you know, the bad guys who have been trained in college and trained to, they've been trained for this day for years and years. That the call, they may get the call and then they have to sign up. And that's, you wondered why they were so successful. Many of them are frankly embarrassed. I mean, if you saw your favorite heroes on the big screen and stuff, signing up for military duty against average citizens because they don't want to be vaccinated, and you have to go with a gun and take their children and put them in a concentration camp and force them into torture against their will, would that make you a very good, you know, big screen hero? Would that make you a really great guy? Oh, it's a great actor, a great musician, great when they go signing up for military duty. When it looks like they're losing the war, so they have to go ahead and hurry up and start recruiting people. People that they would rather leave masked, but can't be masked anymore. So you see all your heroes you were trained all your life to worship, every last one of them, brought up for duty against humanity and against you. How are you going to feel about that? I say drop your idols now. They're not worth your time. They're not worth the shit they rode in on. And anybody given that kind of training would be capable of many things. Becoming a, you know, rocket scientist, a rock star, this or that, a leader of society, a famous model, or whatever. Anybody with that kind of training as children and that kind of indoctrination, you know, and they have theirs, you know, trained and ready, you know, to assist. I don't know that. I think they're pretty arrogant in the fact they thought they were going to be able to do all this and that the people were just going to consent and give it to them. And now you ask the question, which nobody answered yet, so I won't. Are they human? No. They're not human. Ding, 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 ding. They're not human. The humans at the top of the food chain would love to become non-human, just like the things they worship are. But no, those things are not human. The head of the whole pyramid is not human. The people who look like humans, by and large, are running it, are not human. The entire situation that you're in is not human. It's not like a bunch of greedy humans want to just take over the universe and, you know, and all that. And you've got to realize that you know, do you think that humans could that collectively organize over that long a period of time and then have no problem? Could you do that? No. And you wouldn't do that unless you were not human. Gives you a little idea of what you're up against, huh? Why do you think they want to round up children now in the Washington state? They have a bill before the legislature to break in with assault troops, round up kids, and break up the parents and take everyone to concentration camps. Okay? Which we called 2 years ago death camps. They're not going to keep you alive. If they will keep you alive, the only reason would be to get your consent of the jab, to get souls. But other than that, no. So, number one, the humans, though, that are in charge of you, who are traitors to you, you know, many of those are having second thoughts. Not because they're being heroic. Please! It's because they're looking at the idea of maybe it's going to be more of a challenge than they thought, or even possibly losing. Losing. That they might lose, which I assure you they will. But not without a fight, not without blood, not without a lot of death. The people that have these ideas that there will be no war, or no, that it's just going to turn another way and we're just going to walk into, a perfect peace and all that. Well, the perfect peace is there to be accessed any time of the day or night that you wish. What we have here is a distraction, an externalization. The real peace is inward. So they're not human, and, you know, of course, the idea is that why would they then be in charge of the seed of man and be able to do hybridization and plant seeds and grow civilizations and wipe them out? And, you know, why do they have that much leeway? They do, who are doing all of it. And, well, that's just the way it was set up. If you want the biblical explanation, it's because of sin, which is a pretty good explanation. You want to find the way to perfect peace? Quit being disobedient to the Almighty God. Period. Quit being disobedient, you're going to start having peace. All of us are disobedient one way or the other. Whether it be selfishness or ego or jealousy or feeling sorry for ourselves or hating other people because they're younger or smarter, richer, whatever, just all that kind of stuff is what gets in the way. You know, definitely brings about the rebuke of the Almighty. So is this just a big rebuke for the getting rid of Jesus or the mocking of Jesus? Well, if it is something, it's looking more like, the Jacobins of the French Revolution. It kind of looks like that. And so I would say what happened with the Jacobins, and this is very interesting, is once they got into power, they ended up killing all the leaders of the French Revolution, including the father of the French Revolution, Robespierre. I tell you this a million times. I've been studying this over and over again. In fact, I want to go back and keep studying it because it's fascinating. But you got to factor in the non-human element because, I mean, we're told that in the book of Genesis that the, if you want to call them watchers, you want to call them aliens, whatever you want to call them, they're there. In some New Age circles, they talk about man being like, to them, like wheat, a crop. And then after a certain amount of years, I'm not sure how many now, 10,000 years, let's say, they cut the wheat down and they harvest the seeds of man. Whatever that means, genetic material, eggs, sperm, whatever, the raw material, raw DNA, whatever. And they cut it down to be fallow for a while. And that every so often it happens like clockwork and there's nothing you can do about it. And then it could take on the form of looking like a totalitarian army that just is implacable. Who can make war with the beast? Is the beast human? No. If the beast was human, you'd be able to make war with it. And it wouldn't have to say beast. It would say human. I just want to get people straight on that. Especially political theorists, they're so far out the window spiritually. They have no clue what's going on. Yet they're the ones being listened to in alternative media as the cutting edge. Like, we're going to win this. We're going to get Trump back in there. Now they're getting into a Trump frenzy again. And they got Wayne Allen Root. As much as I like these guys' enthusiasm and, they're telling Trump how to win, just don't focus on the vaccines. Focus on no mandates. No mandates. And, force that to be legal. And you win, hands down, right? And just avoid the issue of whether you develop the vaccine. Just drop that as an issue. And you can't, you're in. So they're all, seriously. This is what they're going for. To get him to not talk about vaccines anymore. Just like let that be not say anything negative or positive. Just stop and move on to no mandates. And then that's the winning strategy according to Wayne Allen Root.
He's going to have to be pissed.
Wayne Allen Root's pretty smart though. I mean, in terms of a geopolitical, commentator. And he was a sports bettor, And that's not something you can easily survive in. Sports betting, that's brutal. And he was able to handle that, top of his class at Columbia University, so he's got some smarts, but spiritual smarts the guy does not have. And neither does Trump. He doesn't have a spiritual idea in his head. He gets the Bible out. He'd never seen it before. It is what it is, folks. But that's how they're thinking that'll fix it. Not realizing the force they're up against is a lot stronger than just like, say, China. Or, or the First World aligned together against the United States. This force is bigger than that. And so there's going to be some heartbreak coming up. There will be probably those, who are older who will wish for death. That nothing really ever worked out. Sometimes I see people that are older and they're really enjoying themselves. And I don't get jealous, but what I get is like I want to enjoy myself too. I want to get inspired by that person. And I'm always looking for those kind of heroes online. Like, the guy, the old man with the he's got the new modern haircut of the shaved sides. And he's got the Hell's Angels beard. Shaved sides, ripped abs. And he's like grandpa, It's just like, they keep putting these images in front of our faces. Like, would you like to go on this trip? Would you like to go on that trip? Almost like inviting us into the world that they have for us, the metaverse, which is basically the metaverse is the Deadpool, the death pool. I should say not the Deadpool, but the death pool. It's the mass euthanasia. And that's because... And you notice that Zuckerberg doesn't look human anymore, right? See, that happens too. That happened to Nimrod. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see. I think, the real purpose of all this, though, and let's not lose sight of it, please, the purpose of all this is, on the one hand, for Satan, who is, by the way, at the root of all this shit, right? And Satan represents, you know, the Watchers, represents, if you read the Book of Enoch, which I think is accurate, you're just going to see that it's a, you know, it's the whole world we know nothing about. It's worlds. It's a whole bunch of stuff that's technological, and it's far beyond our comprehension, the realm of Satan. But anyway, let's say we did understand, you know, no, I know, you know, Satan, the big lizard, right? Now, you know, no, it's not like a one-guy thing. I mean, there's Satan, and there's the depiction in the Book of Job, you know, of basically Satan saying to God that, you know, if he hurts this one that's your servant, you know, and unfairly hurts him, that he'll be cursing God before you know it. So he hurts him, then Job wins. He doesn't curse God, and he's restored. That's there for us. Jesus says it another way. He said, look, if you hold on to the end, you know, you'll be rewarded. But, you know, bless those who contend to the end. They contend for the faith to the end. So a lot of things happen are not fair. Like, if let's say your family was broken into right now. You've been pillars of the community. You've always helped the poor. You've always been there for the relatives. You've always had a praying word. You've always had an encouraging word for people. You've always put others first, not yourselves. You've lived your whole life that way, like a Christian life, okay? A life of Christ. And, you know, in the way that you've interpreted it. Well, you know, everyone's life is not determined by themselves. It's already predetermined. But you've done, you know, what you thought was right, and you have a lot of merit. You deserve a lot of merit for it, and you deserve a lot of praise for the way you've lived. Okay? And then all of a sudden, they invade your household, and they take your kids, and they cut their throats, and they, you know, they rape your wife, or they rape your husband, or whatever. And then they put one or two of you alive to remember the horrible thing in a concentration camp. Okay? While these jackals, unhinged, broke their way in with automatic weapons and for no good reason killed your children. Now you might think, God, that's unfair. Gee, God, that's unfair! And then you may be one of these other guys that says, I don't want that to happen to my beautiful kids. I'm going to do whatever they tell me to and comply and not raise my voice about any of this jabby stuff because I want my kids to, you know, live on and have a life out there. I want them to survive as if you and your children versus this global thing can win. You can't win. And you won't. You'll be living in a fool's paradise right up to when the lights go out. And they may just set a mob on you. You know what I mean? It's going into lawlessness, and every day it's getting worse. But now there's this blowback that we knew there would be there, and I'm all for it. By the way, if there's a place to sign up, even though it couldn't take me right now because of my age and health and everything, probably, you know, I wouldn't be able to sign up, but I mean, I do something, you know, Radio Free Australia or something. You know, there's got to be something. Well, a lot of guys are doing their own private broadcasts, and you know, Joe Rogan's out there. He's gotten so popular, coming at it from kind of a new agey perspective, or, you know, sort of a kind of a secular humanist, I guess, perspective in some ways, not a spiritual perspective. You know, people doing their best to try to stave off this horrible thing, including a meeting up in Washington coming up with a whole bunch of people coming together. But what they're trying to do is try to make it political and, like, save the Republican Party with the people coming together in Washington. A lot of people don't believe, you know, there's a lot of people I know that are ready to make a move, but they're on the left. They're on the left, and they don't know what to do. And they, there's been more than a few incidents lately, and I can think of one where the guy's programming is failing. And he's with us. He doesn't realize it, but see, we're all with us. You know, technically, we need to come together to survive. That means we have to get over the mind control of political parties. You know, Republican, Democrat, they're just more mass psychosis formations. It's all mass mind control. Coke, Pepsi. You know, no, you know, Catholic, Protestant, Muslim, Hindu, Jew. You know, it's all just bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's funny how many people seek to, like, and I like when people lecture me about the spirit, or they give me quotes from the Bible and things, but there's like a little tinge to it, like they'd like to educate me, meaning adapt me for the church. Let me tell you something, my friend. There is no church in the world that would have me, including the Church of Satan. Okay? And I've tried to explain to people before, they get mad at me. I'm not really from here either. I'm just haven't fit into any of these. Oh, you too, huh? Well, we haven't fit into any of these situations. Religion, church, school, the arts. Oh, look, hey, guys. Hey, all the misfits are over there in the arts. Hey, let's go. There's where we belong. No, and then the strictest conformist, they might as well be an army of accountants. You know what I mean? Adding everything you do up, watching everything you do and say. My God. You know, so the whole thing here on Earth seems to be, you know, based on stupid programming, non-human ruling class. And I mean that. A non-human ruling situation and class. And very advanced techniques of mind control to get people to comply. Ultimately now, the idea is to comply with your own murder. The idea is to kill yourselves. They say get the jab, and though you'll be dead in a little while, it's your patriotic duty to kill yourself if asked by your country. That's true patriotism. Come to Papa, Biden says. Take the jab. Get vaccinated. It's going to be really hard on the ones who aren't vaccinated. But I can't do anything about it because constitutionally they're protected. But it's going to be hard on the unvaccinated, he's saying. And why do you suppose they can't just go force vaccinate people? They can with children. They do. But and adults and by and large. Well, one of the reasons is free will. You sort of have to get jabbed on your own free will still. Now, they could change that law. They could change that law and make it a force thing. And then if you don't get vaccinated, then you too will be, put in a concentration camp where they can keep, you know, torturing you until you finally do say, okay, I'll take the jab, which will be the whole point of the concentration camp. And then, in other words, a signal you'll comply, because let me read this to you. I think this is really going to disturb you guys. I mean, in a good way. All Okay, so here's Washington, the state of Washington. Proposed revision to include COVID protocol under states' Communicable and Certain Other Diseases Acts outlines procedures for isolation for quarantine. The measure would allow local health officers at his other or other sole discretion to issue an emergency detention order causing a person or a group of persons to be immediately detained for the purposes of isolation and or quarantine. Health officials, are required to provide documentation proving unvaccinated residents subject to detention have denied requests for medical examination, testing, treatment, counseling, vaccination, decontamination of persons or animals, isolation, quarantine, and inspection and closure of facilities prior to involuntary confinement in quarantine facilities, the resolution states. So you see what they're going for here? In other words, they're saying, here's the justification. They've already denied requests for examination, testing, treatment, counseling, vaccination, decontamination of persons or animals, isolation, quarantine, and inspection, and closure of facilities. So they've already done that. That's already bad enough. And so they're using that as a way to push the other over. In other words, we'll invade you with armed, you know, with live fire machine guns, and we will take you to death camps. Basically, they say detention camps. They're death camps, or camps where they can do experimentation. And that's a non-human thing, too. A local health officer may invoke the powers of police officers, sheriffs, constables, and other officers, and employees of any political subdivisions within the jurisdiction of the health department to enforce immediately orders given to effectuate the purposes of this section in accordance with the provisions of blah, blah, blah. The energy detention order legalizes the isolation and detainment of American citizens who fail to voluntarily comply with COVID gene therapy shots for a period not to exceed 10 days. However, a judge may extend the forced quarantine for a period not to exceed 30 days if the segregated individual or family persists to refuse vaccination. It would be something if this was, you know, North Korea. But this is Washington State. And and there's another blurb here. I was up at 5:30 this morning. I got a call from a woman in Ohio whose husband is day 8 COVID infected, just crying, asking me, can you please help me? We are desperate. It is devastating knowing that I could have easily treated him, as I had hundreds of people outside of Washington prior to the emergency suspension of my license for prescribing life-saving therapeutics. That's right. Every COVID death is murder. And it would take 100 years for the courts to sort all that out. Yeah. At this point, we have at least 1 million dead. And I can no longer actively help those families in need, and it breaks my heart. So the other thing they're doing is going after the hydroxychloroquine. They're going after the ivermectin. They're going after the azithromycin. They're going after the, obviously, steroids is a prescription. But the easier stuff, and the budesonide's still available. I'm getting a little nebulizer today. so that I can use the budesonide and make a little solution and then inhale that as need be, because we had, I'm not sure we got the, what kind of, like a cold we got something, we were coughing, and funny thing is, never in my life have I intervened with a cold. You know what I mean? I usually just let it run its course. But I had so many tools here from being prepared. I decided to use them on this. And I blew the whole thing out within, I guess it's been about 3 or 4 days. And you can tell from my voice that it's, pretty much gone. But, part of that involved, really kicking it out. I mean, using, steroid and other things. But I never did this for myself before because I didn't know. Now, probably if there's another cold down the road or if there ever is another cold again, which I doubt there will be. I mean, do you realize the position that we're in? It's all a matter of the absurdity of the mass psychosis programming breaking. And we've seen our friend walking around in circles not knowing what to do or who to call when Omicron came out, and he lost his assistant, remember?
Right.
So he went all around trying to call people, figure out what to do, and should he quarantine anyone, or should they have masks, or should they have a test, or what should happen? And you can tell that his programming is breaking. It's like, it's kind of like, well, this whole thing that's been going on, masks, social distancing, vaccine, all of this is part of the mass psychosis programming. In other words, the entire world is psychotic. The world is mentally ill, is sick. All of it. So liken this more to your zombie movies, things like that. That's exactly what it is. And the sick people are the ones going along with the programming. The ones who keep thinking that through social distancing and compliance, they're somehow going to stave off a beast that has an army of force that has taken over every country in the world. Do you understand that?
But some countries are fighting back.
Right, countries, they're fighting back, but I'm saying this is a global thing. And the people that you thought were your friends, listen, they were never better than you. In high school, they just complied. You see, this compliance that's going on now, this is nothing new. This is the Faustian deal offered to all children who are coming up through the through coming of age. All. At least once in someone's life, you get this little offer of helping somebody, and you know it's wrong. You do it because it's going to give you a leg up or a way in. And once you get on to that way of life, it just seems to keep on going. But that way leads to death, the Bible says, very clear. And, it's very clear. It's in Proverbs. They have to let me type. They have to let me type. They have to let me type. Proverbs 14:12. That's one of my favorite. I always want to get you the right scripture when it's that important. There's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way that leads to death. Yeah. And usually when these people join up with this beast, which is not human, they believe it so they can win. They don't join it because they think they're going to lose. They also want to have, be cool in high school and sit at the cool kids' table and be, respected and all that. Well, as time goes on here, the respect is going to be lost from those people because they don't deserve any respect. Zero. And they know it. They've just been given a free ride and they know it. And they know it. And that's why when they say, get ready to die, they'll be the first down on their knees with their head bent over saying, go ahead, kill me, because they know. They did it. They took the bait, but they wanted the bait. They begged for the bait. So now, what is this world? It's what I stated in the beginning, years ago. A spiritual battle where most people don't even know there's a spirit, a spiritual realm. A spiritual battle where most people are blind as shit. A spiritual battle where most people don't know the... No, they do know. They act like they don't know. Because they made their choice. And they made their bet. Now, can some people repent and realize, geez, I was duped. I was... You'd have to be pretty dumb. A lot of people, you know, would tell you that don't make it hard on yourself and all that. Those people are going to have to go through a very, very dark winter indeed. And like I say, when they lose their children, they lose their bank accounts, and lose everything, I think that will be the chance for them to admit, you know, they're wrong and try to find peace in it, you know. I guess with me, what I realized was everything I wanted in life was wrong. I mean, I didn't even know if I wanted anything, but I realized that if it's my desire for something, it's wrong. And I thought maybe God, you know, if God's there, which later I found out was, then maybe the Lord has something for my life. But in any event, I have nothing. I've got to remind myself right now, there was nothing, from the very first day, there was nothing for me. And maybe there's nothing for anyone. It was all a ruse. Big Disneyland, Truman Show, big joke. All of us are programmed. All of us are clones. Yes, we are. We are clones, but it's an ancient cloning service. A lot of these issues are ancient. The Bible doesn't really address them all. And, you know, it gives you some basic, you know, fundamental spiritual answers and some scientific answers. But, I mean, the real depth of the technology and the generations and time and space and the quantum realms and all that, we don't know anything about, guys. We don't know anything about that. And yet that stuff does exist. And we've proven that it does. We've proven that all that exists, but we just don't have a clue how to apprehend it, you know, mentally, you know, academically, technologically. We have no clue. And yet, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And that doesn't mean this situation of us on Earth isn't a complex one. But I can break it down for you in the simplest terms. You know, and a lot of people may not agree with this because they don't want to give up the mass psychosis programming. But it's not about us. It's not about our kids. I mean, I know people get a lot of pleasure out of their kids, and you got to, you know, really keep after. You want them to do well, because that reflects on you, you know. And I know there's that whole thing that goes on. But it's not about how our kids do or don't do or what they choose or don't choose. It's not about our kids. It's not about us. It's not about our grandkids. It's not about anything to do with family structure or lineage. So what is it about? Nothing? No. you know, people are programmed to do all kinds of things that generations come along and build empires and have wars and, you know, build a modern civilization. Then it gets torn down and, you know, then it all goes to seed. And you ask, well, what was the whole point of that? You know, when we're out there, you know, in the wind, wearing these, like, you know, desert, you know, sort of robes to keep the sand off and sandals. And he looked like something out of Lawrence of Arabia, you know, standing on the desert with, you know, cities underneath you, buried under the giant dunes of sand. And you're sitting there going, what was this all about? What the hell was this all about? Right? What was this all about? What the hell were we thinking? And brings in a little paradox. Well, it's not about us, but also the Lord wants us to act. Even if it means acting on our own behalf. Because sometimes people are acting in their own behalf, but they're acting in the Lord's will. Aha, see? There's that. No, it doesn't get to be this bleak picture of, therefore, everyone should sit around and wait for the Lord to scoop us up. We don't know how much time we have. Nobody knows that. It looks like there's a chance people are getting optimistic. They're going to beat the New World Order. It's not the New World Order, by the way. Ice. It's not the New World Order that we're fighting. This whole thing that's happening is we're fighting Satan and Satan's minions. The armies of Satan have come to destroy us. And if you could see it that way, even if you don't know what Satan implies, Satan implies UFOs. Satan implies mass technology. Satan implies portals and all kinds of things beyond our wildest imaginings. Satan implies that there are forces of robots and machines just waiting to get their hands on us. Satan also implies the majority in every single country. The people that suddenly decided to wage war with this bullshit thing out of China. We're all on the same page on the same day and owned every army, every rifle, every bit of every munition, every nuke, every plane, everything and everyone. So you say, well, how can we make a resistance? Letting them beat us with sticks. You see them beating them in the Netherlands. You see them beating them in Austria now. You see them beating them in Australia. You see now they're going to beat them in the Philippines. Probably round them up and kill them.
Duterte says he's going to arrest people if they leave their house, if they're not vaccinated. He's insane.
Okay, so arrest them if they leave their house in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Yet I have friends running around on Facebook talking about how wonderful the memories are. Here's a photo from 2012. Here's one from 2015. Anyway, the only move we've got, folks, is to come together, you know, but I know that the kumbaya thing, it never really works. So, can't be kumbaya. Not going to be Kumbaya. But we've got the people that are perpetrators, the guards, the police, the military, you know, the guns, and then the Klaus Schwabs and the billionaires and trillionaires, the Rothschilds, the banking cartels, and then to a lesser extent, all the criminals. All the criminals are on their side, right? The Soros criminals, right? He owns them. They're all against all of you. But the one thing they really can't do is if there's just praying armies and, well, I mean, not just praying not praying armies, meaning their armies, but I mean praying armies of prayer warrior armies. And also, you know, the activism about being beaten in the street on camera. More and more people become sympathetic. But see, when you get a leftist become confused and they start trying to figure out some political way to, they start trying to find out where there's another book of rules they can follow. See what I mean? So there's very little chance. They're just going to be the muddled, confused. And I'm going to say, if there's going to be a war, you don't want to go to war against them. Right? Of course not. It's a war against the people that have decided who are at war actively with us right now. The other thing to remember is these guys have been there like the whole time. These guys have been there just waiting for their moment. You realize that? With the whole plan in place, recruiting people every generation, and they intend to, you know, kill most of the planet off. And the other thing to remember is not just not human, but it's not a New World Order rebuild. It's a depopulation agenda. You can't have the two, building and depopulation, in the same. It's an oxymoron. So one implies building, one implies tearing down. So, you know, it's hard for people to get this around their head. I mean, most liberals we know probably can't handle the idea that their governments or people that they actually rely on would come take their kids or hurt them in some way. Well, until they can figure that out, they're going to be subject to mass psychosis. Mass psychosis, mass mental illness, because the first thing you have to figure out is they don't care about you, and it's not about you anyway. It's about them and what they want to do. And you're in the way, and how they're going to go about getting rid of you. That's really where it's at right now. Well, apparently they will be fairly successful, but that doesn't mean they're going to win. Meanwhile, looking back on the life I've had here since, you know, 1954... it's been an unhappy life for most people. I'm telling you, most people that I've, looking back on it, most people that I've known have been miserable. And they had jobs, and they had lives, and they had children, they had whatever, but they're miserable. I think I know why. We were taught to drop God in schools, drop, you know, God being just a thing you do on Sunday, then not even that anymore, you know, just, and there was no time for that contemplation. And I would say this, it's also happened in other countries, like in Europe and other places where it might not have been so Christian oriented, but those, any kind of reflection, honoring, honoring of dead relatives, honoring of soldiers, honoring of, you know, of people that have gone before, honoring of your old friends. Any of this brings us into a spiritual connection. Anything like that would help. But that's all been taken away, right? And this had to be the worst Christmas I've ever seen. I mean, the absolute worst Christmas I've ever seen. And what do I base that on? I base that on the fact that people had no energy. You know, there just wasn't the energy. The whole thing does look to be winding down. In other words, all these stupid little folly things people do to get themselves through. The big game. Yeah, baby. The big game. Get the big game on. Get the big game on. The wedding. Boy, I tell you, you're a nice young couple. You're really going to do things. You're really movers and shakers. Oh, it'd be great to see what happens there. The first year wedding anniversary. Divorced already. Why? There's a programming start breaking. You and Susie Q are not going to build any empire. You know what I mean? Not if it's rigged against you. The only way you could build something is if you had a chance, meaning there wasn't an army or all the armies in the world weren't against you. So this thing they're doing is breaking the programming. And that is the positive word about it. I would feel comfortable in saying to you, making a suggestion, that we all just put God first every day, put prayer first every day before you do anything. Prayer, God, whatever, you know, however you get into it. I mean, that you reserve time for contemplating the things of the Spirit, things that mean something, things that, you know, instead of looking for an escape. Now, I know that we need escapes because, you know, people are very, very miserable. They want an escape. The suicide rate is beyond, it's so far beyond off the hook that I don't even want to say about it at this point. But the thing is that suicide is a failure. But every suicide to me is a murder. Just like every COVID death is a murder. And so here we are being murdered. By compliance, we're asking them to murder us even faster. So that's the state of where we're at, and that's the truth of the state of where we're at. And I can tell you this. In the first opener of this thing, looks like they've lost a big one. Hearts and minds out the window. They're counting on those liberals to stay the course. They themselves are not liberals. They themselves are authoritarians. You know, totalitarians. They're not liberals. Liberals don't want a police state lockdown. So I just am going to do that, is just put God first and keep moving forward. If God wants me to, you know, do this or that or make a movie or do whatever, we do it. You know, a movie about this whole COVID thing and about what's really going on. No one's ever really gotten into what I think is really going on, because it would be like a sci-fi thing. You know what I mean? It would just be bizarre. Well, anyway, all of you enjoy your Shabbat Shalom, and I will be here for you just when we strike. You know, I just want to encourage you to just put, you know, like I said, not you first, but if you're feeling out of sorts, you got to put God first, man. Amen. There is no peace in you right now. Oh, honey, what's wrong? I don't know, honey, I'm just, you know, everything seems ruined. Seems ruined? Everything seems ruined. Oh, come on. You've got to buck up. You can do better than that. You've got a solution. You always had one. That's the first time in my life I don't have a solution. And I just don't know what to say to those kids. And I have no solutions. When people find out, their entire future's been sold down the river. I could have said something. I didn't. Yeah, well, you know. You can still put God first. Lord, what do we do? Well, maybe get out that old acoustic guitar and have a hootenanny with the kids. Start singing songs of the Lord. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. There's one suggestion that a lot of you can do. If you want me to make practical suggestions, I can certainly come up with them. What I like to do, well, lately, I've been going between the world of death and the world of life. And and death is a dream, like a dream. And I'm in one world than the other, and how similar they are. You know, imagine if I died here, I'd be there, what I've been kind of experiencing. But either way, I can't prove it. I can't take comfort from that. That's not going to be, oh boy, I can't wait. I'm not going to die. Just go to another world. Cool. That's not going to, absolutely no guarantee of that. Whatever that is I've been experiencing just proves the unendingness of consciousness, of life, unending. So whatever awaits. Now some people say it's better where you're going than, unless you're reincarnated. If you're reincarnated into this shit, oh God. Is there a world like this where things are a little bit different? Yeah, of course there's lots of worlds. I think. But I mean, what does that mean? Are there lots of other people in different worlds? I can't prove any, you know, these are just notions I have. Take them at their face of a prophetic utterance, a prophetic notion of what life is. But what's going to do it for me right now? Going to be God first. Get into prayer. Lord, I just bring us all into prayer right now in Jesus' name. Lord, let us have communion with you. Have your way with us, Lord. We believe what you say about us, Father. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, guide us in the steps and the things you would have us do for you. Show us inspirations for others that are idle now, who want to know how to please you, Lord, how to make that transition to more spiritual things. Explain.
Amen.
Yes. Okay.
Seth?
Yes, no, I was just thinking there. And we'll see you next time. Hmm.